TikTok draws over 1 billion video views per day, with young people drawn to its high-energy content and charismatic influencers. And that's attracted the attention of more traditional institutions looking to capitalize on the app's popularity. KJZZ's Vaughn Jones explains how some organizations are using young creators to bridge the generational gap.
A majority of TikTok users are young people. Over 70% of account holders are between 18 and 24. Tens of thousands of those users are seeing videos from the Maricopa County Democratic Party, hosted by local musician Robbie Pfeffer, informing them of political happenings in Arizona.
The U.S. Treasury says that Ducey is using the SLFRF funds in the opposite way that they are intended to be used. So what is Ducey doing with these funds?
Pfeffer is a precinct committeeman in Phoenix, as well as the lead singer of local band Playboy Man Baby. While the pandemic put live music on pause, Pfeffer took to his band's TikTok to keep his creative edge.
It's filled an incredibly important thing for me, just as far as creative output and like just basic mental health stuff, where just having something to do has been really huge.
Playboy Man Baby's TikTok page started to gain traction in 2020, with Pfeffer and the band posting anything from political videos to songs and comedy skits. Pfeffer says the videos began spreading widely outside of Arizona, but he still wanted a place to make locally based content.
I just basically hit him up and I'm like, hey, who's running your TikTok for the Maricopa County Democratic Party? And they were like, we do not have one. I'm like, okay, well, would you let me do it?
And they did let him do it. Pfeffer says he was given creative free rein on the account. The videos are casual, full of bright colors, and rife with 1990s clip art. Pfeffer says it's supposed to look bad, like something out of a public access TV show. But the videos are a far cry from the party's normal communications, press releases, formal interviews, and official statements.
In a room filled to the brim with aggressive facial hair choices, Doug Ducey was quoted as saying, "We presented a budget that we think has a lot in it for everyone."
Eder Diaz-Martinez is the County Democrat's former communications director who helped get the project off the ground. He says Pfeffer's style works perfectly.
He is able to not only highlight important issues, but he does it in a lighthearted way where he can really connect with people. And I think he also kind of takes away the whole suit and tie aspect of Democratic Party politics and just politics in general.
Martinez says he hopes the county Democrats can turn TikTok followers into voters.
Driving them to maybe help us, whether it's sign petitions or volunteer. And then obviously, once we get closer to the election, you know, hopefully we can, you know, send them some information about our candidates and hopefully get them to vote our way.
Hey, it's really hard to meet new people, but I'm gonna take the risk because honestly, you seem cool.
Among the billions of videos on TikTok viewed every day, there are other brands and organizations using the platform to inform. A pioneer in videos like these, especially in tone and aesthetic, is NPR's Planet Money. Jack Corbett started making offbeat videos under the show's name in 2019, covering different topics than those on the weekly radio show.
Who? What? Where?
When?
Why?
Time.
Consider a small bug. How does it perceive time? Really quick or really slow? I don't know. But I do know nearly one-fifth of low-wage workers experience time theft.
There have been no shortage of complex economic stories in recent years. Cryptocurrency, NFTs, inflation, and the impact of the pandemic. Corbett says TikTok is a great platform to make those topics easier to understand.
It's really, like, rewarding. It's like those kind of comments. I still, like, look back to, like, people being like, wow, it's like I didn't understand this until now.
The Desert Botanical Garden in Phoenix has been creating videos using the garden as a backdrop to educate people about plants.
Want to see something cool? This pretty little cactus that just started blooming is the Trichocereus flying saucer cactus.
That was the garden's marketing and communications manager, Abdel Jimenez. He says while educating people on TikTok, he's learned a lot himself.
I don't really come from like a botany or, you know, the plant background. I don't know how to take care of plants myself, but it's pretty neat to, I guess, you know, showcase all of the knowledge that I've learned.
Jimenez says that since the garden's videos have gained popularity, more and more people come in to see plants they saw online. Despite some viewing the app as just a place for dance trends and comedy videos, Corbett says TikTok is a platform to be taken seriously when it comes to education and youth outreach.
TikTok, it's not just like a way to grab like Gen Z's ear so like you can pull them to do something else. It's like, you know, you can actually do meaningful stuff on there.
Vaughn Jones, KJZZ News, Phoenix.